You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast, and a question in from Penny today. Lindsay, nice to have you with us today.
Good morning, Brad.
Absolutely. Question from Penny regarding the Faster Beyond 50 half marathon program. So Penny's joined us recently and just did her first hill workout. It specifies 2 minute hills running at 8 to 8:11 minutes per mile pace, which is the kind of speed I might do for 2 minute repeats or on the flat as intervals. What sort of hills do you have in mind for this kind of workout? Is it intended to be the actual pace you're meant to run them at, or is it kind of equivalent effort to 8 minutes per mile on the flat, so the actual pace will depend on how steep the hill is? How do you go about this? That's a great question. Is it a perceived thing, or do you need to be hitting those exact paces on the hills?
So yeah, there's quite a lot to unpack on these hill questions. So the first thing is that if you don't run it on the correct or the advised gradient, which I'll get to now, then of course it is definitely going to be slower. So really what we try and do is to find hills that are 5%. We could argue 5% is the ideal, but for me, anything between 3% and 5% is great. 6%, although it doesn't sound like a lot steeper, 6% starts to get into the realms of extremely steep. So where possible, we want to avoid going above 5%, and certainly 3% is way better than 6%. So try and find a hill that's between 3 and 5. That is the important thing. Then the second thing is that, because again of this individual difference in abilities between people, that carries over to, you get some people who really can run hills quite well and they just don't seem to suffer on the hills, and other people that absolutely struggle on hills. So it is, out of all the speed prediction, I mean, all the speed predictions require a little bit of educated guessing. But out of all of them, the hill one is by far the hardest. So if you are relatively weaker than most people, so you notice when you're running races or on group runs, you're the one who's lagging on the hills, then chances are you are going to struggle to get into those zones. And the idea on those hills is to push yourself really hard. You should get to the top of the hill feeling like you are pretty tired, your legs are burning, but you shouldn't need to collapse in a heap and recover at the top. You should be able to turn around and walk back down to the bottom and get a full recovery. I like to think of 5K effort. So if you were going to run 5Ks to the best of your ability, that will give you probably the right effort to be running. Not speed, effort. That'll give you the right effort to be running on those hills, which will probably mean it's slower than 5K race pace. So yeah, hopefully that helps by putting you into the right gradient of the hill, the right effort of the hill, so that if you aren't quite hitting the numbers, that doesn't make you feel like you're on the wrong program or a failure.
Lindsay, always great to catch up. Penny, thanks for that great question as well, and keep engaging in the forums. That's what they are there for, to give you access to Lindsay and the rest of our coaching team as well. So if you do have any further questions about hill repeats, or if there's any other sessions in your plan that you want to know more about, that is the perfect place to get them. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Cool. Have a good one, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.